You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message.
Are you okay?
Good morning, Kate.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Good. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. Well, last week we read a story, and it was so much fun for me to read a story with you that I thought, well, maybe we could read another one. Have you ever seen this book before? You have? Do you know what it's called?
God's Dream.
It's called God's Dream. That's exactly right. I've been thinking a lot about God's dream for the world lately. And this is written by somebody named Archbishop Desmond Tutu. He was a bishop in South Africa, and he actually won the Nobel Peace Prize, which is a very, very big award. And so this is God's Dream. Dear child of God, what do you dream about in your loveliest of dreams? Do you dream about flying high or rainbows reaching across the sky? Do you dream about being free to do whatever your heart desires? Or about being treated like a person, no matter how young you might be? Do you know what God dreams about? If you close your eyes and look within your heart, I'm sure, dear child, that you will find out. God dreams about people sharing. God dreams about people caring. God dreams that we reach out and hold one another's hands, and play one another's games, and laugh with one another's hearts. But God does not force us to be friends or to love one another. Dear child of God, it does happen that we get angry and hurt by one another, and soon we start to feel sad and so very alone. Sometimes we cry, but God is always with us. And when we say we're sorry and forgive one another, we wipe away our tears and God's tears too. Each of us carries a piece of God's heart within us. And when we love one another, the pieces of God's heart are made whole. Can you guys make a heart with your hands? Can you make a heart with your hands? Can you do that, Brantley? When we love one another, the pieces of God's heart are made whole. God dreams that every one of us will see that we are all brothers and sisters. Yes, even you and me. Even if we have different mommies and daddies, or we live in different and faraway lands. We are all sisters and brothers. Even if we speak different languages or have different ways of talking to God, even if we have different eyes or different skin, even if you are taller and I am smaller, even if your nose is little and mine is large. Dear child of God, do you know how to make God's dream come true? It's really quite easy. It is easy as sharing and loving and caring, as easy as holding and playing and laughing, as easy as knowing that we are family because we are all God's children. Will you help make God's dream come true? Will you help make God's dream come true, Brantley? Well, let me tell you a secret. God smiles like a rainbow when you do. So that is God's dream, that we would realize that we're all sisters and brothers, and that we would love each other and care about each other and share. That's God's dream. And I think we can all help it come true, don't you? Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
And thank you for each other.
And thank you for each other.
Your dream, God,
is
a beautiful dream.
Help us
to make your dream come true.
We love you, God.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming forward this morning. Jane is actually waiting for you. Oh, right here, for Children's Church. You can go with Jane.